Hey everybody, it's Sam with Daily Sports Betting Overtime. Yes, if you just listened to the baseball episode, or you're planning on listening to the baseball episode for July 24th on Saturday, yes, you can write me and make fun of me. I know I was doing it way too fast. I know that a lot of you have wrote me and said, you talk too fast. You talk with a southern accent and we can't understand you. So I am talking a lot slower because I've got the time to. Today in the soccer episode, Major League Soccer, American Soccer. So sorry this is coming on late. I know many of you like to get the episodes early in the morning. I'm going to try to do that tonight since I'm staying up later and get your episode for tomorrow out early. Guys, I want to make sure that you guys are aware that USA Basketball is playing France tomorrow at 4:30. I am going to try to get an episode out about that. However, I'll go ahead and tell you, I am taking France plus 12. I found that at FanDuel, and I have already placed my bet on that because I was afraid that I would forget. It's at 4:30 Eastern Time, and then, of course, 1:30 Western Standard Time. And so I want to make sure that you guys get that if you don't get the episode during the breakdown. So let's start on soccer. We've been doing decent in it. Most of the time, we're doing 1-1. However, making some money in it just for the simple fact that we're taking a lot of plus money winners. Why? Because when you go and see the lines, a lot of teams, that particular game, both teams are plus money. The draw will actually be the favorite. Them taking a tie. There have been a lot of ties this week. I'll just go ahead and tell you that. But you guys know me. I am not one that is going to pick, oh, they're going to go for a tie. I can't root for that. Got to root for a team. So tonight at 8 o'clock starts off with Chicago versus Toronto FC. Guys, I think this Toronto team is fairly strong. They've got some depth. And they've been making a push here, I guess, the last 3 weeks. And they stay spread out. They seem to see the field very well. And I'm taking them on the money line, plus 122. And then I think this game stays under 3. I actually think we'll probably get a push at 2-1. But I'm going to go under 3, even money. 8 o'clock. We've got Minnesota versus Portland. This game, a little weird as far as defense and offense and what they're offering on the board. In order to make any money on this particular game, I took minus one goal for Minnesota, even money, against Portland. Number one, I think they're going to win this. This is obviously the better team. However, they are a big negative number. I can't see Portland pulling the upset. It'll shock me if they do. I think this one stays under 3. And again, I think this is a 1-0 game, maybe a 2-0 game. So I think it's a struggle with this one, no matter what. You've got an 8:30 game at FC Dallas versus LA Galaxy. Guys, you know that I've been kind of after the Galaxy here the last couple weeks. I've been playing on them more. I'm again going to play on the Galaxy versus Dallas tonight. They are plus 257. Both teams are plus money last time I looked. And I'm going to take the Galaxy. I'm also thinking this is going to be a game where there are a lot of goals scored. Not much defense. unless they start hitting the crossbars, which has happened before. But we're going to go over 3 at -105. The other 8:30 game is Nashville versus FC Cincinnati. And guys, I'm going to take Nashville. You guys pretty much knew that. I'm going to go ahead and take the juice because I don't want to get into the spread. I don't see Nashville being able to cover a spread. I think they're only going to win by 1. And so I am taking Nashville on the money line at -177. And then I think they go over 2.5 goals at +105. We've got 2 10 o'clock games. The first one is Real Salt Lake versus Colorado. Guys, Salt Lake has been looking very good. Both these teams, again, are plus money. I'm taking Salt Lake at +117 money line. And then I'm taking the over 2.5 goals at -110. I think both teams get after it tonight. And, you know, the goalies are going to have to earn their pay tonight. The other 10 o'clock game, last game, you guys are going to die. But both teams are plus money. I'm going to jump back on San Jose. I love that Cade Cowell kid. I'm going to take them on the money line at +104. They are the favorite tonight. A lot of people are betting Houston, though, and I will go ahead and tell you that. I don't think either team can really score. I think this is a 1-0 ball game. I think San Jose scores in the last period, and I think we get an under 2.5 goals at even money, with San Jose eking out a victory, hoping not for a tie. So that's your 12 picks in Major League Soccer tonight. Your USA Basketball, I'm taking France, +12. I think the United States can win. I don't want you guys to think that. But I don't think they blow them out. France has got 4 starters that are NBA players. And I feel like the United States basketball team is just really struggling right now. So you've got that pick also. Guys, as always, with these 13 picks, please bet responsibly. Please bet responsibly. Don't bet any more than what you guys can afford. And if you feel like you have a gambling problem, or anyone close to you feels like you have a gambling problem, please make sure that you're calling 1-800-GAMBLER. You're asking, or excuse me, you are answering their questions honestly and appropriately so that they can make sure that they get you the correct referral for you to get help. Guys, as always, I wish you the best of luck on anything you're watching or you're betting on tonight. I will talk to you guys soon, and I hopefully will see you down the road.